Two decades in power and four more years to go, but Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking beyond the end of his current term, perhaps laying the groundwork to keep his grip on power. As we reported yesterday, Putin surprised his own cabinet, along with the rest of the world, when he announced sweeping constitutional changes. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Steve Rosenberg looks at how Russians are reacting.
As Moscow woke up this morning, it didn't feel as if much had changed in Russia. The number 38 tram was trundling along as normal, transporting bleary-eyed commuters. The street cleaners were out in force, clearing the slushy pavements. It was only when I went up to my local newspaper kiosk, bought some papers, and looked at the headlines that I was reminded of the drama which unfolded yesterday in Moscow. January Revolution, one paper here is calling it. And yes, what happened did feel revolutionary, something of a political earthquake. Without any warning, the Russian government had resigned en masse, and the Russian president had proposed sweeping constitutional changes. So what exactly is going on? Well, this is about Vladimir Putin and power. In 4 years' time, when his current term ends, he will be constitutionally obliged to leave the presidency. The changes he's proposing appear to give him options for remaining in power after 2024, if not as president, then in a different role, perhaps as head of the Russian State Council or the National Security Council, or as prime minister, or maybe as leader of the ruling party. No one's quite sure which scenario will be selected. Russian MP Vyacheslav Nikonov believes that even without an official position or title, Putin will remain influential.
One way or another, Putin will be an important figure. Even if he'll stay retired in Sochi, you know, he'll still be a very important player in Russian politics, with his office over doubt.
Most of the commuters I speak to, like Yekaterina, claim they'd be happy if Vladimir Putin continues to run the country. He's the best president we've ever had, Yekaterina says. I don't mind eating turnips and grass. Putin is right to spend our money on building up our defences. It is support like this the Kremlin leader will be counting on as he pushes ahead with his plan to change Russia's constitution.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting there from Moscow.